Chayyavavus is talking about precious with your hands. But that means doing something. Doing things. So he talked about be poresh from things that are not yours, things the moment. You know, you want to acquire things, whether it's literal or metaphorical. You want to acquire things with your hands. You want to do things. Stay away. Here he talks about from things that are not yours. Maybe even if it's mutter, don't get used. You know, semeach pachelko. Don't look for things beyond your gvul. It's just going to get you into trouble, and you'll end up doing dvarim asurim. But rather use your hands for dvar mitzvah. Give tzedakah with your hands. Then he says a very interesting paragraph. That's really no geya, everyone. And it sounds like a chiddush, but not a chiddush. Chavis HaVavus is not a chiddush. You have to work for a living. You have to do things that Hashem wants you to do things to earn a living. To earn, you know, to earn money. Don't borrow things. And certainly don't take the moment that's osur. And don't even accept chesed from people to support you. Because then anything good you do, so they're going to get the schar. What do you want to give away your schar for? In beknos chesed amcha b'meshem anikim oscho mitivim loch. So you're going to accept that from others. The taknez zechu yosecha lezula secha. You'll be giving away your schusim to someone else. The chasodecha l'mishin es chased imcha. And right, v'lotia l'masal b'nei adam. Don't be a burden on people. And so precious does not mean to throw yourself upon the brios. Precious means to earn your keep. Meaning a bracha. It's a lashon bracha. Eved sheporash min ha'olam. He practices precious, but v'lohoisa precious l'masa alavav. You know, you want to do precious, and what ends up happening is that you force everyone else to be more involved in olam hazeh in order to support your precious. That's not good, he says. The silik me'alem tarcha, the right precious is that you work with your hands, the sasik be'varav b'mine hamlochos, and you become self-sufficient, so you're not a burden on anyone. That's the precious we're looking for. Kemoshen emar, he calls the pasuk in Tillim, it's a famous pasuk, yegia kaperik yisochel, ashrecha v'tovloch, ukvar nemar, very interesting bitui, rosh ha'precious, tikun ha'parnosa. That's precious is be self-sufficient. You don't have to come on to anybody, and you just you're in your you're self-sufficient, and you take care of yourself. Be'ezus Hashem, of course, you take care of yourself, and you don't sameach b'chelko, and don't be a burden on anyone else. B'nemar od rosa precious tikun ha'machshava al tikun ha'sipek. Ratzon olam ha'shiyiga, he should be yogeya. Yigeya kapechikzocha le'hasasek pasifko. To earn what you need in order to live, in order to exist, in order to have to be to have self-sufficiency.